For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know that Jeff from Federal Way is. Jeff, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, your competitor today, Steve Migs, may have a bit of a chocolate hangover from yesterday, so that could work to your advantage, Jeff. Steve,
good, I'm
going to
need it.
All right, let's go.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. He can pass all he wants, but only gets 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Jeff?
Oh, yeah!
Which email service has the most subscribers?
Gmail?
Correct. In what decade was the ballpoint pen commercially available?
30s, 40s,
yes,
50s.
Yes, 30s. Who is the lead vocalist of Heart?
Ann Wilson?
Yes. What ancient shark's name means large tooth?
Megalodon?
Correct. What was the name of the family's butler in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Carl?
No.
Pass.
Which system in the body is responsible for transporting hormones and nutrients?
Nervous?
No.
Pass.
The U.S. purchased Alaska from what country?
Russia.
Correct. Which element of the periodic table is named after the 7th planet from the sun?
Mercury.
No.
Oh, pass.
What was the name of the talking bear toy with a cassette tape on its back?
Pass.
Topeka is the capital of which U.S. state?
Vermont?
No. But you know what? You got
I don't know.
5 correct, Jeff.
Those got passed at the end.
Well, we'll see how Mr. Migs will fare in this contest. He is back in action, but is he ready?
Yeah.
Yes!
No.
Which email service has the most subscribers?
I'll go with Gmail.
That's correct. In what decade was the ballpoint pen commercially available?
40s?
No.
30s.
Yes. Who is the lead vocalist of Heart?
Ann Wilson.
Correct. What ancient shark's name means large tooth?
What ancient shark's name, large tooth? Killer shark?
No.
Toothy?
No.
Bucky?
No. What was the name of the family's butler in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Oh, man. Oh, Jeeves?
No.
No. Well, I can picture him, too. He was funny as hell. How? Benson?
No.
Jepson?
No. Which system in the body is responsible for transporting hormones and nutrients?
Your liver.
No.
Your kidney.
No.
Your heart.
No. The U.S. purchased Alaska from what country?
Russia.
Correct. Which element of the periodic table is named after the seventh planet from the sun?
Mercury.
No.
Oh. Saturn?
No.
That would be Uranus, Taryn.
No. What was the name of the talking bear toy with a cassette tape on its back?
Teddy Ruxpin.
That is correct. And Steve Miggs, with that, you scored 5. And that is a tie this morning.
Oh.
5-5. Next time, Jeff, you will beat Miggs.
Happy Late Easter Day, guys.
You Thanks, too, my Jeff. Friend. It's Easter Monday, some call it.
It is.
Yeah.
Jeff did know that the ancient shark's name that means large tooth is Megalodon.
And that sounds like an opponent for Godzilla in one of his films.
It totally right? does.
Megalodon.
Megalodon.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's butler was Jeffrey.
Yeah, come on, Steve. I got
you
Jesper.
Were so close.
I knew, dude.
You said Jeeves. I'll give it to you for that.
Ask Jeeves. I was like, wait, wouldn't that be hilarious if that's where they came up with the name?
The system in the body that transports hormones and nutrients is the circulatory system.
Did he get that?
He did not get that.
Okay, good.
The element of the periodic table named after the seventh planet from the sun, you said Uranus. It was uranium. You were right. You were so close, Steve. And then one that you did not get to. Topeka is the capital of which U.S. state?
Kansas.
Oh, I would have won.
Yep. Wasted too much time.
Well, there is something that you can do if you beat Miggs or if you don't beat Miggs, and that is rock the brand new I Beat Miggs t-shirt.
Yes.
It is available in the rock shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Miggs Show. The Daily Miggs Show.
We have a sweet new feature on the Odyssey app where our rockaholics can leave us a voice message, and it is such a pleasure to listen to those voice messages every day, Steve Miggs. We get some very interesting ones.
Yes, somebody is twisting our arm about throwing a party while also calling you out, T-Dog.
Me?
Yes, you.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Linkin Park.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Miggs Show.
Hopefully you already have the Odyssey app downloaded to your smartphone. And inside of that app, you can leave us a voice message at your leisure. It's very easy to do, Steve.
Yes, if I turn my microphone on, yes. And some people are calling you out.
Again?
It's not that bad,
it's like
actually.
A common theme.
But it's because they're twisting our arm about throwing a party. We'll get to that one in a second because I think that this could be actually a fun thing that we would do. But first, we got this voice message about our brand new t-shirt.
Hey, Daily Miggs Show. I just have to say I love these I Beat Miggs t-shirts and the fact that you are not considering integrity at all.
No, we're a show of no integrity.
Zero.
You don't need to actually beat me to buy it. We just want your money.
Shameless.
I mean, come on. If you had to actually beat me, that'd be crazy.
That's not a lot of people do.
Look, that's what I'm saying. We're trying to sell a couple of these shirts.
But I have a crazy idea.
That
you give them, you know, you send them to the people that beat Megs.
Well, that defeats the whole we want your money part. Also, we don't truly... We don't have the budget.
We're going to take it out of Steve's check.
Oh, man. Oh, we have enough then for one t-shirt and one t-shirt only. What about you? You want to donate a shirt?
Maybe once in a while.
Everyone else who wants to be a faker can just give you money for them. And I also love the fact that they look like they came out of a Dave Pilkey book, like Captain Underpants or Dogman.
That's exactly the inspiration.
That was the vibe, and it was executed flawlessly.
Just because there was a massive obsession between my daughter and I with Dogman. So we're like, let's see if we can make it look like Dogman. And my buddy Chris, who drew the Chris Dahl, great dude, he's the one who created the logo, did a great job.
Nailed
with it.
They're awesome. And I love that you're doing this and just allowing anyone to buy them. You guys rock. Thanks for making my mornings awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Right. And fashion is our passion.
Are you ready to talk parties?
Okay.
Hey, Daily Miggs Show. Are you guys going to be doing any sort of party for Cinco de Mayo? Maybe the weekend before or something? If you do, make it in the South End. I drove all the way up to Stanford for that parade. So let's make T-Dog drive to our hood, Miggsy.
Yeah, Taryn.
All right.
Yeah,
Taryn. I don't get to the South End enough. That's very true.
That's fair. I mean, it took me almost 30 years to get to Stanwood. So, I mean, I can't give you that hard of a time about it.
We do. We put a lot of miles on out there, Steve Miggs.
So what Cinco de Mayo is what on what day?
Monday.
I know it's on the 5th of May, Danny. I really thought you were asking when it happened. I was going to be like the 31st of May, Steve.
It's 2 weeks Halloween. From today.
What day is Halloween on? Is it what day in October? So what date? Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday. We're not having a party on a Monday.
Well, we got to go to bed early.
But so what? Like it would be the weekend before? I feel like that's when people would be doing Cinco de Mayo. I guess you wouldn't call it Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Drinko.
Cinco de Drinko. Well, it's still the 5th.
On the 3rd, it would be a Saturday.
I mean, I'd be down.
I'm down.
And if you're willing to come to Puyallup, I'm not going to Stanwood.
I'll come to Puyallup.
Danny, would you come to Puyallup?
Of course I'd come to Puyallup. I mean,
of course, now we need to find a place to do it, a bar that'd be willing to have us.
We're not just going
to
do it in the streets of Puyallup.
We're going to do it at Steve's house.
Oh, sweet.
We'll shut down the entire development. I'm sure my HOA would freaking love that.
And your wife will sign off on it. It'll be great.
You know, we've had weirder things happen in our development, some not so positive. I think they'd actually be okay with this.
Yeah, you don't drink much, so you probably have like half a bottle of tequila, right?
You know, and maybe like a third of a bottle of vodka. So that should be enough. That would definitely keep all the rock alls happy.
I mean, I will come to the South End.
Yeah, I have two bottles of wine also, Danny. So I mean, we could throw it at my house if you really want to.
I will come to the South End and just to hang out with the listeners. Not to hang out with you, Steve, but just to hang out with our listeners.
Wow. So May 3rd.
May 3rd.
Party.
Okay.
All right, now we just got to figure something out.
And what are we going to call it?
Not Cinco de Mayo. I don't know. We'll figure that out.
We'll figure it out. All right, I'm in.
Okay, cool. Now we just got to find a bar.
Okay. Anybody know a bar?
Oh, we got one more voice message if you want to hear it. You ready?
Yeah.
Good morning, Danny Mitch Show. This is Deja. I just wanted to say we love listening to you guys. I mainly listen to you guys at my house when I'm getting ready for school. I normally tune in every day, leaving these voice messages, making your guys' day.
The best.
I love it.
I love Deja.
This is so great.
You guys make my day every day. I listen, and I'm always in a great mood for school. My favorite part of the show is Beat Megs. It's funny how many times you can get questions wrong, and...
Have you thought about purchasing a Beat Migs t-shirt at the Rock Shop at KSW.com?
Once again, completely shameless.
Well, shout out. That's awesome.
Yes.
The Daily Migs Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pope Francis has passed away at the age of 88 this Easter Monday. He'd been battling some health issues for quite some time, but there's a CBS News report about his passing.
Pope Francis remained active up until his death, including a surprise appearance yesterday for Easter.
Pope Francis was not scheduled to take part in the Easter Sunday celebration in St. Peter's Square, but then this happened. An enormous crowd of thousands.
So just like WrestleMania, he felt the adrenaline from the crowd and he decided, I'm going to go out there. I am the people's pope.
Yeah.
And I need to say, that's insane.
Totally.
So he knew he was probably like, knew that his health wasn't all that great and probably was struggling, but he saw that kind of energy.
For sure.
And it's on Easter, so I figured I got to make an appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Cheered for the 88-year-old pontiff who emerged from his convalescence on that balcony, delivering a blessing in Latin and then later taking a ride in the famous Popemobile.
What is the Popemobile?
Have you never seen the Popemobile?
I don't know if I've seen it.
Oh my, it's been around forever.
I don't even know what that is.
I mean, you got the Batmobile, and then right after that, you've got the Wienermobile.
Duh.
And then in a distant third place of all the greatest mobiles, it would be the Popemobile. Yeah.
I have to Google it.
It's like a glassing, like, or plastic or plexiglassing closed vehicle.
I think it's bulletproof glass is what it is. So you could see, like, him all around as he's driving through the streets.
Oh, that's
just
cool.
Like waving at everybody. Yeah. And I don't know why they call it the Popemobile, which seems like they should be able to come up with like some kind of like better, you know.
Well, I imagine that with anything that the Pope wears, like the Pope hat, like you know what that is immediately.
Yep.
Fair. Yeah, I'm thinking more like Pope 9/11 or something. Like some kind of like the Pope.
Sexier.
Something a little bit, a little less childish than the Popemobile. But
Francis had been battling severe health issues in his final months, including a five-week hospital stay, battling pneumonia in both of his lungs. At one point, he was said to be in grave condition before making what some would call a miraculous recovery.
He's the Pope. Of course you have to refer to it as a miraculous recovery.
Not a regular recovery.
Made a public appearance this past Thursday at a prison in Rome.
Okay, this part is where I was just like, whoa, this is heavy. So he goes to a prison. Listen to what happened there.
At a prison in Rome, notably breathing on his own without the supplemental oxygen he had been using. Inmates kissed his hands, and he even signed one inmate's Bible. So good to see that in his final days.
I mean, that's going to be one of the most legendary autographs you could ever get.
Right, you can't get Jesus' autograph, so I guess the next best thing would be to get the Pope's autograph on a Bible. That's, when I heard that, I was like, I'm not an autograph collector, but that is a pretty epic thing to get autographed.
Do you have any autographs at all that are special to you?
I mean, I have a couple here and there, but nothing on that level.
No.
Do you?
I mean, I can't put Rush at that level, but I do have Rush autographs.
Okay, I do have one autograph it's so stupid.
Is it mine?
Well, it feels weird saying it because of this. So I'm a big fan of the movie Shakes the Clown. And Bobcat Goldthwait is the star, writer, director. He's the guy who created it. We had him in studio one time. And I said, hey, I am Bobcat. It's weird calling someone Bobcat, but I'm like, hey, Bobcat, I'm a huge fan of Shakes the Clown. I was hoping you could sign it. I brought the DVD with me. The look on his face, he was like confused. He was like, because it wasn't very well received. It didn't do well in the theaters. It didn't get very many good grades from critics. So he signed it. And this is why it's odd to bring it up in this, based on the story. He signed it, Hail Satan, Bobcat Goldthwait. And I still have that DVD to this date.
As confused as he may have been, you probably made his day. 206-803-ROCK, what is the most unusual or meaningful autograph you have ever gotten?
Definitely Hail Satan would be right up there.
The Daily Mix Show.
Pope Francis signed someone's Bible just days before his passing. Got to be one of the most wild autographs in existence. So what is the most unusual or meaningful autograph you've ever gotten? Call now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Pearl Jam. Just days before he passed away, Pope Francis signed someone's Bible, and that's got to be one of the most legendary autographs one could ever receive.
And it all stemmed from him visiting a prison just days before he passed away, and this happened.
Inmates kissed his hands, and he even signed one inmate's Bible. So good to see that in his final days.
Good to see that he's willing to give up his autograph.
Sure.
That's probably the last autograph ever from the Pope.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
So what's the most unusual or meaningful autograph our Rockaholics have ever gotten? 206-803-ROCK. We have someone on hold that received a rejection autograph from a true American beauty, Steve. And okay. We're going to let him tell his story in just a minute. But first, Adam from Tacoma, what's the most unusual or meaningful autograph in your collection?
I got a Clint Eastwood autograph.
Dude, that is awesome. Did he use one of his I'm picturing him saying, "You made my day," or something, or "Get your lucky punk."
No,
I don't know.
No, it wasn't like that. So this is back in the day when he was writing his screenplay at Thornwood Castle in Lakewood. So me and my buddy stocked the shelves at this overnight grocery store or whatnot, and he just came in at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's like, "Ew, that's Clint Eastwood." He goes, "No, it's not." It's like, "It totally is." So I went up to him and said, "Can I get an autograph?"
How old was Clint at that time, you think?
Well, right now he's like 130 years old. But probably like, I don't know, 70.
Okay.
Turned down the radio. But yeah, so he was probably in his 70s, maybe.
Uh-huh. And how was he as a person? Was he cool to talk to?
Just cool.
Your phone's getting all weird on you.
Matthew from Clearview, what's the most unusual or meaningful autograph you've ever gotten?
Well, I managed to throw in my two Seattle royalties. I have a Jim Zorn and a Steve Largent, but that's not what I called about.
That's pretty awesome, though. Those would be on display in like a man cave for sure.
Yeah, my rejection autograph, when I asked Brooke Shields out on a date and she turned me down, so I settled for an autograph.
On the autograph, does it say, "Sorry, I'm not going to go on a date with you"?
No, she actually was really cool. She said, "Matthew, thank you for the most wonderful evening I've ever had. Love all of
you." You know what? You got the autograph, you can make the lie up, you don't even have to spend money on the date. That's perfect.
Yeah.
It was a good deal.
That's so awesome.
That's a great sense of humor.
206-803-ROCK. Rob from Paulsbow, tell us about your unusual or meaningful autograph.
My first autograph was Hercules Hernandez. He signed the picture of himself choking Ricky the Dragon Steamboat in my copy of WWF Magazine.
Yeah, dude, that's a deep cut. That's the dude that had the chains around his neck. He was just jacked to the gills. Probably all natural.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
So, Rob, real quick then, what did you think of WrestleMania this past weekend?
I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Well, some would say you were better off for that. I personally enjoyed it, but some people would say that you're better off for that.
What was the highlight for you for WrestleMania?
How much time do we have?
Oh, my God.
It was just great. There were a lot of ding-dings being kicked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was like a common theme,
I feel like
huh?
You would enjoy that.
I like a little ding-ding.
It was just some good matches. I think the highlight for me was the triple threat with CM. See, I'm going to get all nerdy, and you're going to look at me like I'm insane. Why do I even tell you this? It's just like I got into an argument on Easter with somebody in my wife's family that was just like, wrestling's fake. And I'm like, here we go. And I'm trying to explain to her why it's not. And then I realize at some point, while I'm like having this argument, I finally just look at my wife and I go, "Why am I doing this?" And she's like, "I don't know." And even the lady's like, "I don't know either. Let's just agree to disagree."
Just back away slowly, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? It would be very helpful if you were tuned in to the men's room on Friday at 5:40 for that cheat sheet. He's got a record of 115 wins, 48 losses, and 30 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.